Man, you already know what the fuck going on in your hustles. You tuned in. Another episode of Doubles Podcast. Yeah.
This sofa be a little different.
Turn the mic like this. Oh, it can come down? Okay, cool. I thought this is the one that had to sit up. Okay, cool. Doubles Podcast in years, man. You already know what the fuck going on. Live Hip Hop Daily TV. Jay Black on the engineer.
Goddamn.
You know what I'm saying? Episode, you good?
Bellet got me burping and shit.
Episode 106, man.
Goddamn,
Mr.
Ross.
Mr. Having his way. Mr. Having something to say. Got Big Doom with me. What the fuck going on, Big?
That new right there. I don't really be burping out there, Bellet, but today got me
burping. You know what I'm saying?
What's up?
Goddamn.
Keep your fucking hands off. Fuck wrong with this nigga ass.
Put the nigga in the back. Give him a burp. Got there. How the hell is the cooler still burping? You ain't got a burp.
Definitely not. Bro, burp himself.
That nigga got walking, bro.
Almost. Like, he be taking them steps for he 9 months.
He got walking shoes?
Nah, we got to go get him some. You know, you got to. It's hard to find them motherfuckers right now.
Right. That's crazy. I definitely need to goddamn come back. I only seen nephew like 2 times. I've been fucking up.
Yeah, bro. Definitely got going fast. That nigga fell so hard the other day, yesterday.
For real.
Bro, so hard.
The bed or something?
No, he climbed up on the sofa. He standing on that motherfucker. He just standing there. He like walking in circles. I'm like, what the fuck? So I put him back on the ground. He climbed back up that motherfucker again. Put him down. He climbed up. He standing there. He just goddamn. He fall straight back. I'm like,
he was crying?
No, didn't cry. None of that shit. He just fell.
You ain't do the. You know how that shit be hyping kids up.
I was recording. Like, right. I'm recording him climb up on the shit. I'm like, what the fuck? And he just fell so fast. I just. He look up. I was like, you good? She started climbing again. See, I'm like, yeah, he good. He ain't going to be a savage. You ready?
Right. Nah, for sure, for sure. But, besides that, man, how the hell your week been since the last time we been in this motherfucker, man? Waiting to exhale.
Is that booby berry? Shit going crazy.
Why it's in the, hold but, on. It's booby berry, but it's in the Gary Payton pack.
I mean, niggas ain't put shit in anything.
Come on, man.
It don't matter.
You ain't doing saying that one, bitch. Oh, you put it in it yourself.
No, they just gave it to me in there. Like,
okay.
You just grab a pack.
Just grab a pack. You say what?
Like, just grab a pack.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh mean?
It ain't Zion.
What it mean? Oh. Okay. Cause niggas know, but
nah, say man, we need, like, hey, we don't need no diamond
when you in the, when you in the spot, like, this your family, like, you ain't just thinking like, it, right. Oh, let me get the exact thing. Like, you just grab a pack.
Oh, he's your fault, right.
You just grab a pack to put that shit in. Like, this for me. This ain't for me to go sell. I ain't taking it to nobody else. Yeah. I know what it is.
We do no distribution.
Nigga, I put Smurfs in a fucking plastic bag. You can't tell me it ain't Smurfs when you hit that.
I mean, that's a little different though than tagging it with a bag. With a
I don't give a
not
fuck.
What you're
no, I'm saying, I'm just saying, time, when you smoking it, you gonna put it in anything.
Yeah.
Like, you see, like, nigga can give me my zip in my hand. Fuck, I don't give a damn.
Yeah, I'm finna say it.
Got a big ass hand. Hell yeah, cuff it, put it in my shirt. You know what I'm saying? Long as it's what it's supposed to be, I don't give a fuck what it come in.
Nigga give you goddamn the vial in the clear vial.
Can rip the Kroger bag, bro. I don't give a fuck.
They can put it in a vial for you, huh?
Whatever.
It's just like the dope. Nigga don't give a fuck how you get it.
Long as it's what it's supposed to be.
Nah, that's hard, definitely. But yeah, beside that, man, what the hell you been going on?
Pretty good week. Everything. Steady grinding daily, every single day, working, becoming the better me.
Yeah, man, I feel like goddamn every time I'm in between that check stage, like check shit, like, you know what I'm saying, getting my next check should be real boring. Yeah. I don't be doing no, I mean, I be cooling, like,
it just be depending,
be
bro.
Down ride for me,
it just depends. Like, when you in between check, you supposed to be bored, it's grind time, you got to get right. Another check, nigga,
right. And right. What I be doing, I'm just saying, like, that in between time, it different than that after you just got the check weekend, okay. Like.
After I get the check, that shit be turned in. You got bills to pay.
After the first, nigga, but shit.
It don't matter. Every check I get, I pay a bill.
Yeah, that's facts.
So that's why I work.
Insurance due on the 15th.
That's why I work on getting another check. I'm working on getting other checks
in between the checks.
Tight shit, cause once you get paid, shit, you are. Say you get paid every 2 weeks,
right?
Bills like coming folks. Every week. The motherfucker coming every day. So it's like, you done work 2 weeks and your check do look good. But shit, once you pay what you got to pay, that shit looking back to square one.
Yeah, yeah, shit. You know, gas finna be another goddamn bill.
If you getting a check from an everyday job and you pay your bills and you still got money to just have fun, like blow and shit like that,
you blessed.
You got a fucking good job, or you just ain't got that many bills. Either or,
you staying with somebody. You ain't living on your own.
You doing something, but you know what I'm saying. When you live on your own and you gotta really prioritize this shit. Like you gotta know, like, all right, we can't do that this week. We're going to put this up because we got this coming up. Even when I get paid, this could be extra for that week. Like, you got to, you know what I'm saying? You just got to know how to live. Like, but.
That's terrible. Nigga, work and live. Ain't that crazy? You working and live. But like I said, the gas finna be another motherfucking bill, too.
I just put a 30 in my bro, tank.
Bro, I'm telling you, seeing the video, bro, I put a 30. That shit went from like the first notch over half to like the. Close to the middle, bro. I was so fucking mad. Off of 30, nigga. Like 30 usually have a nigga straight since the beginning of the pandemic.
That 30 put me like a little bit out the half. Like,
that's what I'm saying, though. But like, I got a you got a little bit more of an SUV style. Not SUV, what it's called?
It's an SUV. Okay. It's a runner.
Okay.
But nigga, a 30, it take a 30 to fill up that tank, like $32, $33.
See, I'm speaking more on the Nissan, you know, a little fucking four-door Nissan. Like 30 since like really the beginning of the pandemic. But like now, but that shit, bro, nigga really got put almost about them 45, 50 in that motherfucker for that shit to be full, bro. Literally.
That's tough.
That's a whole nother bill now.
You ain't gonna never see me complaining about gas. I'm gonna put my dub in there and go anyway. It is what it is.
So you ain't the type of nigga to be riding around like, oh, you know the cheaper gas station got them three blocks away.
I be trying, but I had ran out of gas one day doing that shit. I tried it. I drove so far, bro. Like I went somewhere on E, came back to somewhere else on E, then I was finna go home, and I was just like, shit. I can make it to my gas station by my house.
There ain't gonna be none.
I cut off like an exit away. Sick. Just sitting on the side of the road. Had to call somebody, hey man, bring me the gas tank.
You supposed to know how much your E you can go.
I know how much E, but that time, like I pushed it. Like I had okay. Went,
you knew you did. I went you to did the most.
And back, I was already on E going to
you
car.
Crazy. Why the hell would you go on E going to Cobb?
Because it was
you
on
some, trying to make it back.
It was on some quick shit. Like, I'm finna go
nigga,
out here.
Nigga, going to Cobb ain't quick, though.
Nah, it was just a little, it was just 25 minutes. It wasn't the deep, deep Cobb.
It was like Cumberland
right at
Cobb.
The beginning. But I stayed east.
Right. So that's the other way.
Nah, Cobb is going. I'm coming from east going to Cobb.
Right. So you got to go west and then. What is that 280 whatever?
I gotta go past some shit, right? Through the city,
and then take the off route. Yeah, I don't know how the hell you did that, but that's crazy.
Just bucket,
trying that motherfucker. Yeah, you gotta know how far your shit would take you off E. But let's goddamn get into a couple of album. Well, one album review. I know last time we was here, we didn't talk about it, but how you fucking with Kodak album? Or you're not really tuned in.
My name Kodak Black, but I'm white. When you see me, I'm white.
Kodak Black and I'll fuck your white wife.
I mean,
was it like what you expected from a Kodak album?
I really don't know what they expect from Kodak no more.
Okay.
Like, bro, just he be on some shit now. Like, he got some shit on there though, but I still ain't really listened to it in totality.
I ain't gonna
really give it a full critique of the whole album, but he got a couple of songs on there I fuck with. A couple on where I gotta skip instantly.
Right. You gotta dive in. I ain't gonna lie, that motherfucker hard. Like, I've been listening to every single one. I've been listening to that shit since it dropped. It's one of the better albums already that dropped so far. You got him, Gunna, and I forgot who else, but it was just in my head. But Kodak, literally, bro, he probably the only song I don't like on that motherfucker is Grinding All Season because he got too much auto tune on that shit. But everything else on that motherfucker, crazy. It's the one, like, the I Wish, how you flip that one wish, crazy.
I mean,
boy, Yak ain't gonna always do some different shit. Like,
I ain't even gonna lie, bro. I still listen to goddamn Gunna every day.
I do too, but he in the playlist. I don't listen to him every day.
I still listen to the album every day, go to it, shuffle.
Or you ain't gonna pick your certain ones, you just gonna let it roll.
Go to it, shuffle. Play it be all the way through. Alright, that's the first album I listen to every morning I wake up.
I mean, but that's expected when your favorite artist actually drop a good album.
Right. Bro. So it's just like, I be listening to the other shit in between because, you know, when I be at work, I just headphones in, play some shit, shuffle. But it's a lot of shit out. It's a lot of new niggas out that I've been trying to lock into, too. So
you fucking with the banking on me, huh?
That was good. It was a good song.
Okay, okay, cool. But we got coming up this goddamn week, we got Dirk coming, man. 7220. Fuck you thinking? How you feeling about that? What you expecting? What you looking for?
When the last time Dirk dropped?
How long not bro? Counting the baby tape. He dropped the fuck is it called? The
Voice? 2020.
Yeah, 2020 end of 20 beginning of 2021. I think he dropped the deluxe.
Well,
that shit was hard.
I don't know. I just feel like Dirk just been dropping so much these past couple years. Like, it's still shit that
I feel like you probably feel like that he been dropping hella singles that. Like, I mean, but
I'm just saying like the fact that he been dropping so much, you could tell that he really been working. Like,
right.
And for him to have a whole another album ready to go right now, like, I'm really intrigued because I want to see, is it gonna be good or is he running out? Because
like that gas running out.
You know, like he been putting out so much shit. Like he been hot. He been going crazy 2 years straight, dropping. He did The Voice. What's the shit? Just cause y'all waited. That
yeah,
shit
just right y'all before, waited too.
Right before The Voice, then he did shit the shit hard. With Baby. Uh-huh. He been dropping singles, been on features. So like, I just want to see how much he got left. Like,
or if he's gonna start to slow down. Man, this shit gonna be hard. I just want to see what vibe he coming with. You know what I'm saying? He got the Aha. That motherfucker going crazy.
Mm-hmm.
He just dropped the Golden Child. That motherfucker hard. My first time hearing it just before we came in this motherfucker. But I know we was talking about his interview with Wallow and them. You know, they got the clip circulating with Wallow. You know what I'm saying? Really speaking some word to all them young niggas in there with him and shit. You seen the clip? Of course you seen the clip. We was just talking about what you think about it. Like, is that the type of shit they need?
Yeah. Like,
we need it. Not even they need. We need in this space of you know what I'm saying, hip hop.
For sure. You always gonna need somebody to tell you when you, not even when you doing wrong, just tell you what, from their experience, what they see could go wrong.
Right.
Like,
especially somebody who been through,
like, and for him to even, you know what I'm saying, feel like he could say that shit. Like, I fought with that, cause a lot of niggas could have been like, what the fuck? Like, they could have responded negatively.
Mm-hmm.
When it was, they really just, I fuck with y'all, young niggas, so I gotta say this. And what he was saying was real. Like, y'all can go retaliate. Y'all can do what y'all wanna do, step, whatever, whatever. And, you know, end up wherever you end up. But shit, just what he was saying, like, shit, if you don't retaliate and you just, you know what I'm saying, put the positive energy behind you, shit, bro, you gonna go further. Like, you go far when you leave bullshit alone. You know what I'm saying? So,
all right, facts. Boys and not in the building. Yeah, just wait. What's that? We finna goddamn do this part. That's definitely facts. The only thing I didn't like is how motherfuckers on end it was like, do y'all think he listen? Like, what? You missed the whole message in what bro was saying. Talking about, y'all think he listen? Like, do you think Lil Durk listen? Like, bro, you missing the whole message. Like, what the man saying? Asking some bullshit, trying to goddamn, you know what I'm saying, play into what the hell they got going on, man. So, hey, man, much needed salute to Wallow and Gilly. But on the features, he got Future, Gunna, Summer Walker. Pretty natural
hit,
for him.
Hit.
Yeah.
Hit.
That's him for sure. Like, that's what he do. But so other than Dirk, we got Benny the Butcher dropping Tiana Talk. You still ain't fucking with Benny, is you? Yeah. You on tune in to Benny?
Real hip hop. It's for my real hip hop niggas. Bars, son. Bars.
Lotto
Benny
and
the Butcher. Bars.
Lotto and 21 dropping Willie. Takeoff dropping Crypto. Stunner for Vegas. He dropping. Fucking with that, huh?
What the hell you tapping me for?
Stunner
for Vegas dropping.
You fucking
fuck
with
you
that?
Telling me for?
I know you were fucking with the last shit my boy dropped. I'm just saying, bitch.
What I say, nigga, I ain't there. Even heard this nigga. I ain't downplaying, bro. Like, he do what he do, but he ain't never heard me be like, yeah, that nigga's. Come on, man. Stop playing with me on here. Nigga.
Yeah, let's get into some 4-4 heat, man. Your boy Kyle Ridley, man. What's up,
man? Trying, talking about some, yeah, man.
You nigga fuck with Stunner Folk? Ain't nothing wrong with fucking with that man, bro. You got some shit.
I mean, if you fuck with him, that's cool, right?
I'm going on what you say.
So I say I fuck with Stunner
Folk. I remember back in the apartment, you're like, oh, yeah, this nigga got some shit, bro. You were playing some of his shit,
bro. Bro, that
some
is of it was decent. One song, the nah, one hit. Bitch, you the one hit. Like
3-4.
Man, bro, you was fucking lying.
Bro, you paid like 3-4.
Oh, my grandma ain't. So I say, sat there and said, we went back and back to back. I'm playing Stunner Folk. Man, you sound crazy as a motherfucker. What's wrong with you? nigga play one song, the hit song that he had in. That's it.
Everybody know.
That's it. Fucking weak, that shit, man. That shit was cool. Shit talking about hard. I was playing Stunner Folk Vegas back to back to back.
Man, let's get to the 4-4 heat, man.
What's wrong with that nigga Jay Black? Jay Black not even listening to that, man. He from Cincinnati.
Oh, Stunner Folk Vegas from Cincinnati?
No, I'm saying he from Cincinnati.
Stunner Folk Vegas, he the nigga that be with DaBaby. The young nigga. Yeah, I don't listen to DaBaby no more.
Come on, man, like.
But let's get to the 4-4 heat, man. What the fuck going on with your boy Calvin Ridley, man?
For the record, that is not my boy.
No, he's a Falcon, though.
He from Bama. Georgia players don't act like that. Go Dawgs, national champs. Hello? Fuck you talking about, man? Nah, Calvin tripping, though. He was away from football. He said he was going through it mentally. Then he bet $1,500 to lose $11 million. It's crazy. She's dumb.
It's so many ways. I feel like he could have finessed it. Like, you could have used your brother name, your cousin name. Like,
he didn't even
could
have to use nobody. Anybody could place a bet. I'm sure there's plenty players in the NFL betting on themselves through somebody like.
That's
somebody definitely placing these bets. Because at the end of the day, my phone makes it to the league. I'm betting anyway.
Right.
Like, so he ain't even got to tell me, hey, bet, bro, I bet 20K on you to have such and such, such and such. He don't even know. But after the game, he like, damn, you had, yeah, yeah, but we winning, you know, and I'm showing love. Right. Like,
every time.
So he know what's going on.
But they say, but it's crazy how they suspended him a whole season, but like, ain't like the NFL pushing that? Like the FanDuel shit, all that betting.
Not for players.
Not for the players, but just in general. Like, they got their hands in that.
I mean,
in that sports betting shit.
The league, yeah. They allow you, they allow the fans, but not as a player because you could change the outcome of the game.
But he wasn't playing.
But still. Like, you're a player, like,
so if
you could compromise your team anyway, anyhow. Him sitting out could be a compromise.
Right.
He betting against the Falcons. He betting on the Falcons and shit. Parlaying, taking the points and shit, like, him not even playing could be, you know what I'm saying? That could be tampering.
So do you think that the goddamn whole 1 year was, like, extra? Or that was, like, needed?
I mean, it's always extra when you look at the league and you see the suspensions for
other shit going on,
domestic violence and people beating kids and, you know, other shit. Niggas getting 2 games, 4 games, getting reduced games.
Race.
You spend a nigga whole
raping
year
this shit.
Spend a nigga a whole year for smoking weed and gambling. Like,
don't forget Big Ben was out there raping hoes.
Yeah, and
women
didn't get touched.
Right, didn't get touched. So,
it be other shit going on, but the NFL, you know, they pick and choose what they trip on. You know, their business, they bigger than me, so I can't tell them how to do their thing. But you just know, like, business, they gonna cover,
you know,
up
how
some
that shit
go.
When
it affects some shit. Like,
right.
That look bad for their brand, basically.
Allowing the player to gamble and not really
to them they look bad for their brand. But other shit,
cause it make other goddamn players be like, well, shit, if I just bet this amount, I'm
shit,
gonna
man,
go get
niggas,
a game.
The nigga talking about what Brooklyn gonna do against Philly. They beating them folks ass by 30.
Who beating their ass?
Oh, without Ben. Fuck y'all talking about. Y'all talking all that shit.
I mean, they do got KD.
No, I'm just saying.
Oh yeah, cause
yeah,
James
Ben
went
gonna
over
be scared. He not gonna play.
Is James even playing? I can't
yeah,
see this shit
playing.
Bright as hell in my face.
Yeah, James Harden playing. He probably on the bench right now.
Oh, yeah, look at that boy. Who that is, Seth? Yeah, that's Seth. Oh, yeah.
But
he hard. They trash for giving him up. But Yeah, man, that's crazy. So even with the NFL, you seen circulating was goddamn videos today of your boy Kaepernick, goddamn working out and shit. Where you think that's going to go? You think Kaepernick going to be back in the league?
Hell nah.
Hell nah, he need to go ahead and get that up. Like them niggas you was talking about the other week.
Nah, I mean.
Give it up, huh? It makes sense why he wants to, because he still want to compete at that high level. But to me, right, backtracking. But it's like, in your head, why would you think them folk would ever let you come back? You see what I'm saying? After how you did, though, you won some type of settlement against them. What makes you think they going to let you back in? You might as well go play CFB or something. Do they still do arena football? They got USFL. USFL, yup. Yeah, Canadian. They ain't got arena football no more, huh?
They don't pay enough.
Hell yeah, he gonna bring the seats for sure.
They don't pay enough.
Yeah, man. I seen that. I was like, damn. NFL, I was like, you know what I'm saying?
Checks, bro.
I was happy to see he still got it, but then I'm just started thinking like,
I mean, Colin Ben had a workout. He could have got a job 2 years ago when he walked away from an opportunity. He left the field. So it's like, what you doing?
Because at the end of the day, if you want to be in that goddamn system, you got to play them folk game. Like, at the end of the day.
Like, you should have seen the shit with AB. Like, we let you in. And he did. He just went crazy. Like, he took advantage of the opportunity. He did what he wanted to do. Like, so it's going to be even harder for Colin Kaepernick now, for sure. Giving a nigga like that. Even though he ain't never had no behavior issues, for real.
Outside of that,
it's just the fact that we just gave a nigga a chance and look what he did.
And he got money from us from a settlement. Like,
you gotta pay
him out some shit too. So
gotta pay what you owe.
Has to pay what you owe. Definitely. But yeah, man. It's Ear Hustling 404. We tuned in. We're gonna be right back with our guests.
Beanie nigga by 32.
We're gonna get into Aha, Lil Durk, and we'll be right back.
Nigga think the Nets ain't going to the championship.
Production. Hey, this shit like videos, you hear me? Everything I'm saying in this motherfucker is all props.
This shit is not real.
Just in case the police listen, I'm not.
High speed music.
Shmurr. Slide. Man, we don't respond to shit. We run. I'm like, fuck it. You trippin'. Go get your gun. They droppin' locations. I'm getting it done. Fuck tweeting. We sliding. The feds can't come. He fucking his bitches. Them niggas, his son. I'm hanging. We killers. We breaking a bond. They really don't mean it. He say it in songs. They really don't mean it. He play it in songs. We been sliding through they blocks and they don't know we have. But he ass got shot and we ain't claiming, but I can show his ass. Niggas acting like they really like that, says my Brody dad. Just get out the fans. You bring up murders with your police ass. I told Vaughn to leave that bitch alone. She post on OnlyFans. Catch him at apartments. They be in, cause that's our only chance. They don't be outside like you think they ass be on the ground. Old ops, fucking with my new ops. Oh man, that shit merch, we been through that. That shit like Ghostland. My brother D-Thang just got killed and I've been slow since. Bro, we got back on they ass, I bet they know this. And on bro, I'm speaking facts, this ain't no diss. Keep the police out my business, we don't post shit. Trigger happy, I be with Zoon and we on 4-6. They like Durk, his ass a singer, he won't smoke shit. You can bleed whatever you want, I got your folks here. Don't respond to shit, we run. I'm like, fuck it. You trippin', go get your gun. They droppin' locations, I'm getting it done. Fuck tweeting, we sliding. The feds can't come. He fucking his bitches. Them niggas, his son. I'm hanging, we killers. We breaking a bond. They really don't mean it. He say it in songs. They really don't mean it. He play it in songs. You talking about me and piss me off, and I'm like, yes. If you feel some type of way, you better slide and get revenge. He say therapy ain't helping, he been killing for a cleanse. She say she don't really got shit, but she so thirsty for a binge. I just made her suck my dick and I just nutted on her chin. I been feeling like Rico, I just fucked in my Timbs. For school, he said no pin, he rather carry him a gin. A 10, FN, perk 10, I'm saying, he spin. You need a pill to slide, he off all the milligrams, he been a fan. I seen niggas really killing shit, post shit on Instagram. You doing that, you might as well go to court and say you killed a man. I don't claim niggas who be with ops, I tried to will them in. The trenches like a sport, you grab that ball and turn to kill a man. Switches on me, all face shots, we changing dental plans. All fast cars, shut you up, is that some middle man? Don't respond to shit, we Vaughn. I'm like, fuck it, you trippers. Go get your gun. They dropping locations, I'm getting it done. Fuck tweeting, we sliding. The feds will come. He fucking his bitches, them niggas, his son. I'm hanging with killers, we breaking a bond. They really don't mean it. He say it in songs, they really don't mean it. He play it in songs.
Hello, my name is Kyle Cobb, Chief People Officer at Kyle's Kids Foundation, where the mission is to subsidize the psychological as well as the physiological needs of the multicultural youth in need of organ transplants. Every year, 10,000 people die waiting on a life-saving organ transplant. While black and brown people only make up less than 14% of the population, we make up over 80% of the organ donor waiting list. That means your mother, father, uncle, aunt, cousin, brother, or sister could be suffering in silence right now. Join us to serve. Join us at kyleskidsfoundation.org, like us on Facebook, subscribe to our YouTube channel, and volunteer with us in the community as we connect with your charitable organizations, religious organizations, pastors, and influencers alike. Everyone can be great because anybody can serve. Come serve with us. Thank you.
Yeah, you already know what the fuck going on. We back, Air Hustlers. Still tuned in.
Fuck going on, being you straight. You
still tuned in. You still locked in. Air Hustling 404. It's your boy, Doug Draper.
Why your voice sounding shaky?
Get that shaky shit out your voice.
That's not how I sound.
A little bit of ass nigga.
What the fuck?
A little bit of
short ass nigga. Can't even reach the top shelf, ass nigga.
It's cap.
You can't.
It's cap.
You can't. You got the stool in the apartment. I seen it. You got the stool.
Nigga just been capping all day.
Top shelf of the goddamn bathroom cabinet.
Me all day.
YP, he got the shelf to reach the top of the bathroom cabinet. I'm telling you.
YP been in my house.
He probably seen the stool. He don't want to say nothing.
He ain't never seen that motherfucker.
Man, but yeah, you already know what the fuck going on. We got a special guest in the building. I'm gonna just goddamn start with how the hell I got into his music. But shout out to that boy Jids. Yeah, sure. We were just talking one day and he was just telling me, you know what I'm saying, some hard niggas out the city right now. Some hard young niggas out the city. And it was you and somebody else. I can't even remember, but he sent me your
Huh? They might not be hard for real, then, if you don't remember.
I can't. You know what? It might have been. I might have listened to that one.
You're on that one. Yeah,
you wanted to.
He sent me the tape before the one you dropped. I can't even think of it right now. Zan.
Pain got me ripped.
Yeah, Pain got me ripped. Yeah. Played that motherfucker. I was like, oh, yeah, this nigga hard. I think that's immediately when I had DM'd you. I was like, oh, yeah, this shit hard. Sure. This shit hard. But go ahead, introduce yourself for the listeners. Let them know who you is.
Shit, my name's Zan Zanati. Shit, Zan Tall. Nah, really, you know what I mean?
Where the hell you from? What part of the city you from?
I'm from Boulevard. But shit, I stayed over.
Hold on. Wait.
I didn't watch it. I knew we were going to do this.
Look. Go ahead.
I knew we were going to do this.
Where you from?
I knew we were going to do this. You feel me? I'm from Boulevard. You know what I'm saying?
Don't finger no thumb, huh?
You see what I'm saying? But I just stayed on Cleveland. I just stayed in Summer Hill.
Yeah,
I just stayed there. Well,
yeah. You know, moved around, but you from Boulevard.
He a real shit starter.
I'm just saying, you from Boulevard.
I like how Big be pressing nigga though.
Yeah,
like,
see,
like,
see, where he making from? Me feel ultra, but he do the same.
I fought with though. I said, I'm ready for that.
That's what part?
I stayed by Biff Pine. You know what I'm saying? Right there by the playground.
How old are you?
Shit, when I was born to like four.
How old you at though?
Shit, I'm 23.
Okay. Oh, he a little younger. I had moved off Boulevard in 05. So.
Oh, okay.
Now what you moved to? Yeah, I was long gone. I was staying in Hayville.
Right.
And shit, I moved goddamn over there
by Cleveland.
You know,
his family probably know my family. You know, I ain't saying that he not, you know. Right. I respect any nigga that claim Boulevard because niggas don't be claiming that shit for real.
Yeah, nigga don't.
Like, for sure. You gotta really be from there to say you from Boulevard. He ain't just like, I'm Boulevard.
Not too many, right.
Yeah, nigga ain't gonna bullshit.
Nah, that's hard though. But, nah, that's definitely hard, bro. You know, we gotta do the little verification.
Yeah.
Motherfucker. But definitely. So, just how the hell did you, what high school you went to?
I went to a lot of them. went to Atlanta.
You said Hayville, Cleveland. Hayville,
Cleveland, Summer Hill.
Shit, I went to goddamn South Atlanta, North Atlanta. Shit.
Nigga went to both ends of the spectrum.
I went to Rockdale. You feel me? Well, I moved around.
South Atlanta,
but see, I got put out of APA. That's why I ended up in Rockdale.
That literally like
totally
this,
different
like,
dynamics. Yeah. South Atlanta, yeah. North Atlanta ain't nowhere
but
near
the
same.
But see, it was crazy because like, before the North Atlanta shit, you know, it's just straight city shit. Like, ain't no, you might got a couple Mexican niggas at the school, but ain't really no white nigga. Like,
Nah, hell nah.
Don't folk give me like the little voucher shit. I don't know, y'all remember that shit. They were giving niggas the little voucher to go to North Atlanta. You get to ride the bus and shit. Boom. My mama had Jay got the little Section 8 motherfucker, so we stand like.
It working, right?
You feel me? We get to move limber, you feel me? Stand in the condo. You know, it's super different.
I be trying to tell nigga, bro, that Section 8 nigga.
It's super different.
Section 8 had real city niggas standing, goddamn, whatever. Like,
I'm having Mexican partner, white partner. That shit was hard.
Yeah.
I want to fuck with that fur, though.
Right.
I want to fuck with that fur, though, but yeah. So, goddamn, I went to goddamn Crawford.
Right.
Shit. That shit was straight. Then them folk gave me a little voucher shit. I go to Sun. That one got down.
Different.
AI Sun at that motherfucker. Then we're like, when I'm hooping and shit. So I'm like, on that shit.
Yeah.
Boom. Nigga get to North Atlanta and shit.
Oh, done the hooper?
I ain't no hooper.
Oh, I thought you said you be beating niggas ass on the court and shit.
Oh,
nah,
I ain't
say
tripping.
I can,
about no
but
shit
I ain't
like
saying.
That.
I mean, come on. I ain't right,
tripping.
But I
ain't tripping about no shit like that. I ain't tripping about no shit like that.
You ain't trying to see that.
What you trying to do? Like,
I'm trying to like see that.
Put down type shit. Like, you know what I mean?
You ain't trying to do that.
Okay.
I ain't played in a long minute. Give me like a week.
Oh, yeah, so you definitely.
Give me a week.
That's what I'm saying.
Give me a week to goddamn get back in shape, the condition. Give me a week of conditioning. Yeah,
you
know,
nah,
we can do that.
So goddamn, I get North Atlanta and shit. You feel me? I'm like, I ain't really fucking with it.
Right.
No folk hit my mama with like, brother went to school like 34 days out there. My folk like, oh yeah, he can't be here at last strike. Folk, you can't be in APS. So I got down, go to Rockdale and shit. Like, out there with like my daddy folk. You know what I mean? Touch shit.
Right. Find a school. Find a way for your ass to get in some school.
No folk put me out there, motherfucker. So I get to bounce around school and that motherfucker, get locked up and shit. I'm like, fuck that shit. I ain't really fucking with that school shit.
Oh man, you didn't get your GED.
Oh yeah.
Okay.
That's some other shit though. Mm-hmm. But yeah, shit.
As long as you got it. As long as you got that.
I get that shit like same week. So my mama can you know get the hell on. You know what I mean? I ain't really trying to hear that.
Right.
We can get that. Hey.
Right.
That ain't true.
That's like, easy.
You know, funny as hell.
For sure. But let's just talk about like where you at rapping now. Like, how did this happen? What made you want to start rapping?
Shit, my little cousin, bro, got down. I used to pull up on my little cousin house in Biscayne and shit.
Mm-hmm.
He got down rapping with him. My big cousin Jameel. These nigga like on some. They like when Walker them coming out. So they on some like you feel me, gone shit. I'm like, oh yeah. I can do that too.
Right.
Yeah, I can do that too. Yeah, so I'm trying to really compete with bro. Then he get to pulling up at my spot. We in the closet with it. Then shit. Then nigga started doing like little SoundCloud shit. Like that when they were first popping and shit.
Mm-hmm.
Nigga was fucking with that. But I would, you feel me? I wasn't nothing.
You wasn't talking about nothing.
I wasn't nothing.
At least you know it, goddamn.
I wasn't nothing. But then nigga started just, you feel me? You know how nigga be. You need a rap, bro. Nigga do it. Then shit, I dropped. Pain got me ripped, 2020. That motherfucker do like 100,000, like on some. I don't know. Yeah, Apple Music.
Stream, 100,000 streams.
You feel me? Like on just some. I don't know, bro. I don't even know that many goddamn folk. You feel me? But like,
that's hard.
It just crazy because like I said, I done bounced around, so it like I might got 10 folk from every spot.
So what was you doing to promote it? Like how you pushed it?
Bro, I didn't.
Just straight social
Instagram,
media.
Bro. Like, I ain't gonna lie. I ain't never pushed no shit for real. That what I'm really ass at. Like, marketing and shit. That what I need. That what I got guy. You feel me? I don't know how to do no shit like that. I know how to post this shit. Going on. Let these folks. You feel me? I'm just trying to record this shit. I ain't. But shit. Then I see the 100,000. You know. You see some shit like that. He ain't really trying to bullshit. So, I do the pain got me red too. That about the time, you know, niggas started hearing it and shit. I fuck Jid heard some shit. I don't know how to hear it. I fuck with Jid, partner Bird.
Uh-huh.
You feel me? Through another one of my partners and shit, Free Bird. Got down. I'm chopping it up with Bird. He like my other partner rap. But he really like, I'm on some cocky shit in the spot. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, man, ain't no nigga seeing me. He like, but my partner like shouted hard.
Yeah.
You know, you hear some shit like, I ain't really stunt what he talking about. But yeah, then he jeed. You know, you got respect for shit like that.
Yeah,
like,
bro, you got bro. To.
Bro, hard. So then bro, I start hard. Tapping in with bro, like, just on some, bro, you hard as hell type shit. I ain't, you listen to my shit. Nah, you hard, you feel me? But then I guess he tapped in. And then he was like, nah. Like, you feel me? Vice versa. So, shit, then I get in with Fat Nasty on a little podcast, like I say, for the first time and shit. Like I said, all this shit really now. Like, this ain't, right. Like, I don't... Nigga be having stories. This shit like now. Like,
right. So yeah, so you, the beginning of that.
You feel me? Like, I'm like three takes in, but it like now. I just got so much shit.
It's time.
Okay. So real quick, let's talk about Zan Talk. Yeah. Motherfucker hard. Like.
Yeah, that my shit.
I'm fucking my with shit. A lot of shit on there.
I was tired of the pain. Shit. I was ready to turn up.
Right.
I ready to turn up.
Turned up for sure. So how the hell you came up with the whole concept behind Zan Talk?
Shit.
So first of all, do you be on Zan?
That's crazy. Right. Like, Zan Talk been Zan Talk since like 2014, 2015, back when the nigga was, you feel me, on Zan.
What was the way?
You feel me?
Like, nigga, feel I remember me? Hey, coming to
nigga
school.
Falling asleep in the school.
Oh, but man. it just so happened on some geeked up shit, me and my buddy Cavalli in the spot, like, we rapping this shit, we need some name.
Right.
Nigga would, I don't know, they're like around the time, Pablo One and shit, then was, you know what I mean, nigga wearing the Giuseppe's and,
right,
Zanotti, Zan, oh yeah, I'm finna take that, you know what I mean, he's selling the shoe, I'm selling, I'm Zanotti, but then, like, when I said, you know, it ain't nothing for you to call yourself that shit, but then, like, niggas start, like, oh yeah, that's hard, like,
yeah,
that's your shit, like, that. you feel me, so then it just stick like that. So then, again, on some geek up shit, Zan Talk, you feel me? That, like, years ago, though, like. So then I finally just got to be able to do that shit, like, this year type shit. But, yeah, I'm fucking with it.
Yeah, tape hard, I ain't gonna cut. I'm fucking with it. Playing it. That halftime hard, the FNN hard. Yeah, you got some shit on there for sure.
Halftime crazy. Halftime crazy. The producer one ain't fucking with halftime.
I was just gonna say, who's some of your producers on that motherfucker?
Shit, Cam Beats, nigga from the city of Jakarta. I don't know, you know, bro. He, what that song? Young and Ace. Mm-hmm. Fuck that. He do that. He did that beat. Okay. He do a lot of beat. You hear? You probably just don't know,
the
bro.
Tag, yeah.
Hard. MK. He do Nardo beats and shit.
Okay.
Bro fucking with me through like YouTube and shit. He send me some beat. DB. Just a bunch of niggas from like YouTube who just, I don't know how to, cousin shit, but you know what I mean? I don't know how to fuck.
I don't know how to fuck. Man, he from Boulevard,
he don't know if he I be seeing shit on internet. Nigga be having their way with their little podcast shit. I ain't trying to.
Hey, man.
Nigga, if
you say what you want, man. You probably like want to on here.
But I don't know how to fuck them folk. You feel me? Yeah. Gravitated or heard that shit. But it really be like, I don't really be knowing a lot of artists and shit. Like, producers be fucking with me. Like, they might hit me up like, bro, you hard. Send me some shit. Like, I barely be paying producer type shit. Like, right.
How it should be though. If they believe in you, they ain't gonna,
like, that should be crazy.
They don't want you to pay.
That should be crazy.
The producer's the one that matter, cause they know, like.
And that was that, damn. Yeah. That was what I thought.
The other,
like,
artists be the one that shit on you. Like, you see how them niggas was doing Kanye.
Right. I tried the artist shit for a little bit. I did a couple little features and shit with a couple niggas, but you know how they go. You know how they go. When you ain't nobody, you know how they go. You know what I mean?
They definitely do.
You be somebody though. It just niggas be sleep. They gotta wake up. But
nah, facts.
You know what I'm saying, nigga be like right now.
Yeah, bro, big bro. We should have worked, big bro.
Gang and family and you know.
Just dropped a couple weeks ago. You already at what, like 13?
20.
20. Oh shit. Okay.
20. I don't, 20. Again, you ain't seen no ad, no nothing. Right. This shit straight Instagram and Twitter. Like, I don't know a nigga repeating it or a nigga just sending that bitch out, but it be like, I don't know, like, it just be like key folk. Like, I got niggas at colleges and shit who be
tapped in.
That would be going on. What's
nigga be in the locker room type shit. Like, it just be like, shit. It really like word of mouth type shit. That's why I fuck with it, cause like, I ain't gotta do no extra shit, but it's like, I be feeling like if I do shit, the extra shit, it's over with.
We time more. Yeah, that's organic though.
For sure.
That's hard. Nah, that's definitely hard, man, for real. So, man, y'all make sure y'all get Zan Talk, all platforms.
Yeah,
it's on YouTube, huh?
Everywhere, YouTube, yeah,
YouTube,
Apple Music, AudioMac, wherever the hell you listen to it. Right. That way.
So, what you got rolling out for? Like, how you going?
I got some video coming out. Finna shoot some videos and shit. I really be trying to get on like a little playlist and shit.
Yeah,
right.
Shit like that. I be fucking with that. I got nigga Air the Streets.
Yeah,
just put me on the playlist.
I don't know his real name, but I know him a little bit through Twitter.
Yeah, bro threw me on that motherfucker just off listening to that motherfucker. Like,
yeah.
So I be thinking like again, like I just really need to directly tap in with some folks.
Tap in with the DJs and shit
like that. I got a couple of DJs at a couple of clubs, but they don't.
Since we gonna go with topic, how you feel about like when artists got to pay DJ to play their song?
I respect it, but I ain't gonna say you know what I mean.
Yeah.
But a nigga ain't gonna just broad day, you know what I mean? Like nigga say like 200 a song in the right 200. Club, you might right night
in the right club, I'd have drunk right enough. Night, yeah.
You feel me?
For him to give you a half a spin?
Nah, nigga ain't nah. Nigga gonna play my whole shit.
Whole song.
Nah,
okay.
200? Nah, he can play my whole shit. Yeah, I don't know.
Maybe
what.
Not for the price of 200, but you know, most of the time, like when you pay a DJ, you get like the little first court and they mix your shit.
I ain't gonna lie
to something else.
I don't know if people just be again like just liking it with it. I ain't never really had nobody just like half a song shit. Now I done went to a couple like showcases and shit,
right.
And they be trying to work they one,
right?
And they might try you, but. DJ, they be letting my shit rock. They be letting my shit rock.
So what you think? In like a packed club, like a popping with 200, too much to ask for?
I don't think that.
Oh, man.
Like,
I don't
think about, you know what I'm saying?
If I didn't win out and this what we on, like we trying to get like content, like, okay, do what we knew was going
on. I done been a partner in the club, like, talk to the DJ on behalf of my partner, like, hey, how much you want to spend this?
Yeah.
Nigga like, boy, I want the honey. But
and that would it normally
full
be
song.
Oh,
type
no.
Shit.
Nah. I'm like, but shit. It normally be like,
what's the point? Like,
I remember I done went into I went
you gotta
traffic.
Hit a whole song.
That's traffic. Yeah. Traffic. They were taxing a 50. That wasn't bad. Nigga played the whole song too.
I think it just I've been
that's
thinking
a good
just, like what club you in.
Cause if your shit going crazy, them fuck on DJ gonna spin that shit back. Anything crowd yeah. Gonna be asked who that is.
But shit, I was just on Diamond shit. He just ran like 6 with my shit. Oh, that was too hard.
Off the street?
Nah.
Oh,
but
okay.
It wasn't no crazy shit either though.
Right.
It wasn't no crazy.
But you don't be mad about that because that part of the investment.
You feel me?
You gotta goddamn do
hell
that.
Yeah.
Cause when they start hearing your shit, one really play that shit, everybody catch on. You ain't gonna never have to really pay again for real.
I need to do like a little rotation shit though. That's what I need to do. Get in the little shit, the little normal shit.
Yeah.
That's what I need to do.
Yeah, all that shit coming, man. So basically, you know, you just gotta grind videos, all that shit. You know,
yeah.
You doing the important shit. As long as you get that done, then you know it's gonna flow.
Nah, facts. But so. Let's go ahead and get to a couple topics.
Y'all
boy ready? He said he been watching. He ready.
Yeah.
He said he watching. He was watching. He ready. So, yeah, goddamn.
Some crazy shit.
Nah. I ain't finna start crazy. But we're going to bring it back a little bit to the chivalry goddamn conversation. So, you sent me the clip of Sauce Walker talking about how he don't goddamn never pump a gas if he with a girl. He make her get out there and do that.
Yeah.
That's like. Bare minimum chivalry, like you got Charlie pumping the gas. That's a little,
but I don't think he was even speaking in the sense of chivalry. He just like where he grew up on his in the culture that he grew up in. You know, bro, he say he grew up.
I ain't gonna count. When I was growing up, I done had a new sense of shit like that. Like in my apartment, like
pimp mindset. So like he's speaking like. What from that point, like his bitches take care of him, like they pump the gas, they open the door for him, type shit. Like, so he, so
that's crazy. You can't really compare that to chivalry, right? They ain't doing
that. Ain't
even
in
it.
Like,
that ain't
even. Like, bitch, what? Like, open your door.
Yeah.
Bitch, you don't go pump the gas. You heard what he said? He gonna sit back, he gonna roll his blunt, and kick his feet up.
Right.
So it's just like
nah, that's why I ain't gonna cat. That's
can't even compare. It's the type of nigga like
yeah.
That's why it's important to watch the whole clip.
Yeah, pumping the gas is just normal. Like
right. That's why it's important watching the whole clip, because I never let no woman pump the gas. I ain't gonna cap. But like you said, I wasn't grown up, grew up on like, no pimp shit at all.
Like, what the hell? You just gonna kick back while she pumped the gas. And he said he gonna make her go pay for it. Like, he ain't half. He not even like, pumping all the way inside.
Right.
While she pumped the gas right quick when he comes back out. Like, you just put it in when I'm coming out and then I. Like,
right, meeting the halfway.
Yeah,
like,
he just like, go pump, go pay and pump this shit. Like, hey.
Yeah, see, bro.
You got to.
I thought that was hard.
Nah, he ain't hurt. This a regular day. He said he just gonna kick his feet back, right. Roll the backwood.
You pumping the gas though? Like if you were a woman?
Yeah, yeah, hell yeah,
yeah.
Now no I might who. Not pay for it all the time.
Nah, hell no.
But
I'm
my pay.
What you mean? No matter who, like I ain't gonna lie.
As long as, like, say you in the car with your auntie.
Yeah, I mean,
you in the car with goddamn sir, like, you know what I'm saying? Like any woman you in the car with,
like it did you? You know what I mean? Like, nah. Hey, I don't even know where we at. You know what I mean? I'm. You know what I mean? You for this your stove? This your, you know what I mean?
Oh, man, you vibe.
Like I come in with you. You know what I mean? I ain't gonna just sing you out there, but
to the wood. That would have sound like you gonna just not to all. To all.
But like my folk, you know what I mean? Stove, my, you know
in
mean?
his area.
He good. Folk,
but if you driving me around, you got me so I don't know.
I ain't.
So you gotta get out, bitch.
I don't
bitch.
Even know what you want. Like, I'm still trying to read the situation.
Yeah, you got me on the wrong side of town, baby.
Yeah, I ain't even smelling that.
I can't even just be out and about in the store like that.
Right.
I ain't even gonna cat. That's funny as hell,
that
for sure.
Right here, hell.
Nah,
I ain't. He just like, fuck that shit, baby. You gotta go in there.
He told my auntie, so you ain't pumping the gas for your auntie.
No, for sure. I'm pumping any woman. Like, it could just be a friend. Like, you know what I'm saying? I'm in the car with another. Like, it don't matter. I'm always gonna do that.
So boom, you get to the gas station. Shit. Lady just come on the side of your way. Like, excuse me, sir. My hand, I just don't want to pump the gas. You do it for me.
What the fuck wrong?
He doing
that. I mean, I ain't that inclined because I don't know you. But like, yeah, I probably wouldn't. I probably be like, what the hell going on? Sound like a setup to me, honestly. So I don't know what the fuck you got going on.
Like a couple weeks ago, I was at the gas station.
I don't even lie.
It was an old lady. She was just like, can you pay for my gas?
That's some different shit though. And old lady.
Yeah.
Like regular.
She gave me the door. I paid for her gas.
That's just
a
load though.
I started it. And then I rolled off.
Wait, you started her gas? I ain't gonna lie, I ain't even do all that.
I started the pump.
Like, you know, you probably even started like, and lift the lever
yeah,
down.
Yeah, she had to hang it back
you
up,
like a,
though.
You like a modern-day gentleman.
I mean, that's just normal. Like,
yeah, I'm gonna say that like the bare minimum. Like,
the bare minimum is, yes, man, I got you. Pay it. Hop in my wheel. Get the hell on. You pumping her shit like...
I mean, she had, because she asked me, like, she, like,
oh, okay,
my feet
okay.
swole type
oh,
shit.
Oh, you ain't say that.
She
asked you to pay, and then you went to pump it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. She was like, yeah. You know, I had told her, though, I'm about to pull, you know.
Yeah.
You just hang it back up.
You got it, like, $4.
I'm about to pill now. Oh, God.
You know. But, shit, that's just some normal shit, though, like. I don't see me doing that,
but I can see that.
Oh, yeah, he a pimp.
Yeah, he ain't walking
no
in the outside.
Like
he ain't walking on the outside, huh?
Nah, he ain't like that. Just,
you check out on white ones. Finny on my shirt, bitch.
Nah, he ain't no shit like that.
You ain't doing that. You flexing on me, yo.
Nah.
That's what it sound like to me.
I ain't finna go above and beyond. Especially, I don't know what the hell these folks on.
Right.
Be the setup. Beyond.
Hell nah.
To pump the gas. Hell, that's
bro, I ain't gonna lie, bro. Like, nigga, mama be teaching them with like rules and shit. My mama told me like stories and shit. Like, yeah, so I be scared of different shit.
Yeah. How a nigga got robbed at the gas station.
You feel me? Like, shit. It wasn't no, nah, you don't need to go over there because this. You don't need to go over there because at this time of night they be doing it. You feel me? Like, I saw this. It probably was some bullshit, but I ain't know back then. You
right.
feel me? So now it like. Nah, I don't even go
really
for certain shit.
Know.
Nah, I don't know what the hell going on. I don't know what. What you mean? Can I? Alright, yeah, I pay it for you, but I ain't. I got to go.
Right,
I mean,
I do that, but that's it.
I don't know.
Nah, that's crazy for sure. Goddamn, the other day.
Yeah.
We was out there on here with Shauna and I'm talking about goddamn marriage and shit, all that extra bachelor party, all that shit. But
yeah,
what the fuck? Something you sent me, big. It was like, when should? What is too young to be married? Like, is there a certain age that you got to be to be married?
Yes, I believe in it.
I did you on Instagram?
I don't know.
You might have.
I know they got married at 18.
Like, that's crazy.
That's crazy. I mean, that's insane.
Own, crazy. Bro. Like, to each his own,
but I don't think nothing wrong with like being married and shit. But like, I do think like right now, if I were to get married this year, I think it'd be straight. I'm 23. Feel me? Like,
young to me.
That's straight. But like, let's just say
that young to me, little bro.
Like, he might be 31 or something.
To me, that he ain't
27.
I am 27.
Yeah, this man ain't
27.
That's cool for me. But 23.
My whole life, 27, that young to me. Nothing. You said 27. Yeah. That's 4 years.
That's 4 years enough. Like,
so you ready to get married right now?
Nah, I ain't ready to get married right now. Because the other reason, but I'm saying like this,
I think that should be like a mindset shit. Like,
but at this age,
maturity type shit.
Like, I'm 27. Like, I'm getting it. Like, I ain't tripping after that. You see what I'm saying? But then again, you can't really tell nobody like how they love is. You know what I'm saying?
I ain't gonna lie though. Like,
I don't see what you're saying.
Like, you 18, 19.
Are you saying 27 still young?
I mean, any age is young.
Oh, you ain't fucking with it.
I didn't say any age is young.
Any age is young.
65, young get here.
I'm thinking like you get married when the kids get out of the house. That's what I grew up on.
I do.
Jay Black, that's what I grew up on. Jay Black, hell yeah. The kids here gone on the pile. We might as well go on and do it. I'm on that, Jay Black.
You're gonna have a full ass wedding. He's saving up for 20 years.
Boy, she ain't gonna stay crazy, man.
That's how you sell it. I'm saving up now. You gonna have a wedding of your dreams.
Yeah, man.
They gonna be gone. We can go wherever.
She gone. Wedding for
20 years.
You'll be surprised.
Ain't no woman waiting 20 years, man.
You'll be surprised.
No woman waiting 20 years. If they want to be married. If they don't, they're different.
Man,
if they want, who ain't don't no woman wanna,
what,
20
what
years.
Female don't want to be married? A lot in the majority. Like,
folks be in 25-year relationship.
Not married.
About
and want to be married the whole time. They been told they finna get married 4 times, fool.
Damn.
You got an auntie that been fucking with a nigga your whole life.
Near. No. No. My auntie, but she
been. My mama been fucking with my dad my whole life, and before, and they still fuck with each other, but they don't even go together for real.
That's what.
Like, they wane. If they want to wait, they gonna be around. They gonna be around, nigga. Like,
after y'all already out the, that's why you said that's what I grew up.
We out
on
the house. they still don't know what they want to do. Like that, folks be waiting around, but I ain't in the business of making nobody wait around. It is, you know.
Yeah, you let them know I rip. Now
that ain't going on.
It's over with.
What right way say?
We ain't on that.
If you plan on standing, you shouldn't leave. So like, what you doing?
Be it to find a loophole. That what you tell them. I might steal that one.
What you doing?
Yeah,
you gonna stay? Good. Why you gonna leave? Just be with me, baby. Like,
that boy said,
I'm getting through it. I'm getting through this. I just drowned my sorrows in rosé.
It's been hell, bro.
Black Bottle Boys.
Oh, yeah. Go ahead, pop it. Black Bottle Boys. We need that, man.
That deal. Need 100 cases.
All right.
But what's the next topic, man?
But, goddamn, so I was talking.
I'm going to wait until I tell her.
That's tough. I ain't going to lie. Wow.
Kiara, I'm going to wait till I tell her. Happy International Woman Day.
I thought she was like 3 days ago.
Yeah. What? That nigga late on that. Nigga can't call back around saying that.
She know what I'm talking about.
Oh, okay. It's an insider.
For sure.
But, so goddamn, I want to ask y'all like, so, we CEOs, you gonna be a CEO or are you now? Let me ask you that first.
Yeah.
Okay. So, do y'all think it's wrong with, like, people not wanting to be an owner of things? Like,
no. Because
wanting to be a worker.
The world work off workers. You need workers.
That's a fact.
Essential and non-essential and sex workers, you know? I respect them all.
You slept. We had that sex worker on here last week. I ain't even hear. Bro, I watched back. Nah, I watched back. Hold on. But I watched back and I looked and I listened to what she said. She
Diamond
did.
Trio.
But she said I did. I do adult film. Yeah, and that shit went past me. Like I didn't even pay attention to what she was saying.
It's all good. She coming back.
Yeah, she coming back. That's crazy. But
her ain't a friend. We gonna bring them all.
But is there anything? So y'all don't think it's nothing wrong with being a worker or like just somebody not wanting to aspire to own nothing or like be no boss?
Some people can't even handle all their responsibility.
Facts.
Yeah, I think nigga be wired different, bro. Every nigga wired different. It be some nigga don't even shit like that be out the way. Like,
right. It's they comfortable. People, they comfortable doing what they do.
It's exactly. Some people that want to work a job because that's all you got to do is the bare minimum.
To I ain't gonna own lie, business, I used to didn't get nigga like that though.
To own a business, bro, you got to work 24/7 to make that shit successful. Like you working around the clock, on the clock, off the clock, under the
shit
clock.
Only as successful as much as you work.
Come on, man. Like so. Some people ain't built for that. They can't be no boss. They can't be no CEO. What they be, they do exactly what they do. Work at McDonald's.
So it's basically for like low maintenance responsibility. Like you don't want all that effort.
I can't really speak on what they really want, but just from what I can see, is some people just want a simple life.
Right.
They just need a job to pay what the little bills they got and do what they really want and put on, they happy with just having clothes. They don't need extra money to go get designer and shit like that. Like they thrive. Like I know people that ride Marta, they could have been had a car type right. shit. That's they crazy. Still ride Marta because they what they wanted. Like people right. people enjoy having the simple things. Like because right. that's all life really about. You know what I'm saying? As long as your bill paid, as long as you know what I'm saying, you happy, living, yeah. you eating. Sure. That's really all you need. Having the extra shit is up to you, and how you get it is up to you. Like working or not.
Right. But I mean shit, even if you like you said, back to what you said, all workers is goddamn matter. It make the world go round from the McDonald's workers to the exactly. janitors to the teachers to goddamn niggas lawyers, you know what I'm saying? Working 9 to 5s and Fortune 500 companies, everybody.
It's just like even sanitation, matter. Bro. Like who the fuck wanna pick up a nigga trash, but it gotta get done, bro.
Right.
Like niggas really dumpster dive for a living. Like that shit gotta get done. When you look at jobs like that, you like, damn. Like
nigga said dumpster.
That shit really gotta get done.
Nigga said anything.
Like niggas who fix like who do the sewage work. That shit uh-huh. gotta get done, bro. Like
somebody
these niggas be
shit.
Sewage diving. Like and shit and everything, like it gotta get done. Like that shit crazy, like so. And the own and plus, like I grew up, my whole family like, oh, get a job. You gotta work. You gotta like. I ain't grow up with folks like
do this.
Are we gonna have you grind? Like we gonna have you working out establishment? We'll do. You know what I'm saying? Like I ain't grow up with
you
people with
grandfather into that shit.
With entrepreneur mindsets and shit, telling me how to get money outside of working.
Right.
Like showing me business, showing me other shit. Like I had learned all that on my own or through little programs and shit. You know, Boys and Girl Club had like Money Matter shit and shit like that. They used to be telling us about real estate and shit like. All type of different shit you could do to get money outside right. of working.
Facts.
Like
I
so,
go to the Boys and Girl Club. And shit.
Right.
And you I used to go to the Boys and Girl Club. I heard that shit was fun to hear.
Why the hell you couldn't? Everybody could go. What
Boys and Girl
hell?
Club used to be lit. That was all the bitches. Everybody.
Nah, hell no.
You had to pay for that shit. You had to pay for that. Or you get assistant living through that shit.
You know? Nah, you had to pay for that shit.
You a little summer money. A little summer money.
Yeah, I'm gonna say I just worked that one. But what about so like when you do want to be in the CEO mindset or like be a CEO, can you be like friends with somebody who doesn't want to? Yeah, and what you think? Like if you want to be an owner or something, be an entrepreneur, is it easy and can you be friends with like somebody who's okay with being a worker?
I think so. I'm a strong minded nigga. I don't really matter what the hell my friend got going on. Right. But I ain't gonna say I'ma just have a, you know what I mean? You gotta be on something.
Right.
And then in the sense, like it do kind of matter because shit, well, I'm trying to go. And if you're not doing shit and you just trying to tag along, like I'm not even going to really want you around for real. Because at that point, now you becoming not, I don't want to say a nigga becoming a pest, but like bro, like, you see what I got going on every day. I'm goddamn.
That's just if a nigga in your fatal.
Right. Yeah.
That's just if a nigga in your
fatal. Because if you're working, you should be at work. You can't be in a nigga face.
That's just if a nigga in your fatal.
Niggas be in a nigga face, like, just, bro, just come around when you got something. Like.
No. But that's why you got to, like, try to give, maybe what you doing it will spark them to want to goddamn but try you, to find you, you and, hope, you hope and aspire to do other things.
You hope that happen.
Right. Like.
I just let niggas go, bro. I don't be worried about no nigga going on.
Yeah, man. That shit hard.
Nigga gonna get it together when he get it together.
Yeah. But hey, the main thing a nigga can do is go get them a job. Like,
yeah.
Nigga, if you ain't got nothing going on, just go get you a job. Like, that's why I said you gonna always need workers. You gonna always need a job.
Not a fact, though, for real. Shit.
If shit don't work for me, I go get a job. Fuck it.
End of the fucking day.
At the end of the day, shit, I go work somewhere. I just get me a good job, yeah. You know? And right. Then I just be a working nigga. I be at the warehouse.
That's
cause
you just seen nigga working though.
I be.
You said what?
That cause you done seen nigga working. You grew up seeing nigga working.
Yeah.
Ain't shit wrong.
But like, it be some niggas like this. So like, nigga be down bad. They like, yeah, bro, shit ain't going right in the street, bro. I got damn, man. I just need a nigga to give me this. A nigga just need to front me a bag or something. Like, bro, that shit ain't finna solve your problem right now. Like, cause at the end of the day, you still gonna owe a nigga. Like.
Yeah.
Right.
Like, what you really gonna make all that? Then if you run off on the nigga, now you got other problems. And, you know what I'm saying? So it's just like, you could do what you want to do, like, to get the money or grind back up. But it's just like, a job is like.
If you need a job, you need to have a
yeah,
job.
Yeah, like, you need to have that as your plan. Because at the end of the day, that other shit.
Yeah.
If you ain't about that shit, bro, that shit gonna have you somewhere lost. Gonna put you somewhere you don't want to be at.
Super
nah, for sure.
Fighting demons and shit.
Niggas say fighting demons.
niggas
turn into a young boy.
What niggas be mean? Hurt, boy. Niggas be, bro. I don't know, bro.
Like, fighting demon means so many different things, bro.
Y'all ain't never had a partner that just like he ain't got nothing. Like he ain't got nothing going on, bro. Like he ain't getting no money in the street.
But
he ain't got
demon.
No job. He just around. He just like he heard like. And you could just see it on
he
him.
He laughing
like,
so hard because he must know exactly the partner you talking about.
Five days straight.
Yo, why did nigga be going so
five
hard?
5 days straight, the nigga done had the same fit on.
He could have been stuck.
Right.
Like, nah, they wouldn't really be going on. He like, heard. Niggas be tripping, bro.
Same
like,
draws on.
Nigga be tripping. Then they be like, damn, bro.
Peace.
Damn, bro, you, damn, front meal zip. Like, bro, I smoke, bro. Like, I don't even sell weed. Like, how the hell I'ma front you something, bro? Like,
nah, I ain't gonna lie. The new crazy thing I done seen, fool. Nigga making fake Instagram profile, nigga down the road.
Nigga really doing
for
that.
For the cash up. That's crazy.
Like,
that's extreme. Crazy.
Nigga,
see,
nigga,
crap,
nigga
like,
DM me from a nigga down the road I don't even fuck with. Like, yeah, give me her. Like, I know this ain't, bro.
No, this ain't that nigga.
I know this ain't, bro.
Right, that's a nigga.
That nigga
also
would never be talking about.
Hey, no, me?
No. You know?
Oh, man.
Shit be crazy, but.
So, like, y'all ain't never fell for that goddamn jug on Instagram, huh?
Nah,
and nigga
nah,
text
nah.
You. The first
nigga
thing
had,
they say is, hey.
Danny.
But, huh?
Nigga had Danny.
Nigga had Danny. Bro, nigga had so many folks. The yeah, first thing they say is, hey.
Bro, me and Danny was in the middle of the conversation.
Yeah.
Me and Danny was in the middle of a conversation when he got hacked. Like, we DMing each other.
And that shit just went
and
out.
And then, all of a sudden, like.
His shit blank. No profile.
Nah. I go back to the message. But the folks might be DMing something totally different about what we talking about. They like, hey, can you send me some? So I just, like, bro, call my phone. Because I'm like, what the hell you talking about? Like, we over here talking about this whole other
nah,
shit.
No cap. I did have a nigga, but he ain't add me to send something. He started asking me,
for your phone number, so shit.
For my phone number, for my Facebook.
Yeah.
Like, what the hell you talking about?
Yeah, I'm like.
But you know what's so funny about the Danny shit, bro? Why did two
first
people
like, hey, bro, that song right there hard, bro. Da-da-da. Hey, bro, hey, what a show at that. Next miss like, hey, what's your number, bro? To your Facebook. I'm like, bro, who the hell is this? I don't even know you like that, bro. Like, nigga, like, yeah, what's the number, bro? I'm trying to log in. It ain't working. I'm giving him all type of crazy ass number. You tell my bro, it ain't working, bro.
I would have just stopped responding.
Like, oh, nah. I ain't tripping. What the hell you even do? I don't even got no damn Facebook. Right. What the fuck you even do?
Bruh, yeah, tell me why.
Dio's
screenshot me Danny shit, bruh. Asking for money, bruh. That nigga finna send that.
He about to send it to him. Damn. Nah. I'm about to goddamn send Theo a link. Theo gonna send me an Apple.
But that nigga finna send it to that boy, bruh. Mm-hmm. He talking about, hey, this your partner? I was like,
Man, he
doing
bad.
I was like, nah. It took me a minute to reply, bro. So I probably could have fucked the bag up for bruh. But I was like, nah, bro, hat. Hell nah, that ain't him. That him. He's like, oh, okay, cool. Thanks for telling me. I was like, oh, man.
Yeah, it was crazy.
He was finna get him.
I mean, but you know, Theo, you know. Green bean.
Shrimp. I ain't seen this shit. Oh, we got them on Instagram. He crazy.
You know, Theo, green bean, shrimp bean,
man. Man, yeah, bro. But nah, that shit definitely funny. But
so since we talking about entrepreneurship, what do y'all think are some movies that niggas that like wanna be entrepreneurs should watch?
Wolf on Wall Street,
hard as fuck.
You said what?
Wolf on Wall Street, hard.
Yeah. Blue Hill Ave.
I don't
know
shit like that.
You don't know Blue Hill Ave?
I don't know about nothing. I know the name of both of them, what y'all talking about, but I ain't.
Nah. Oh, you don't watch movies?
Nah, I do, but.
Nah. Two EJ name.
Yeah, I ain't never seen them.
So what's something for you?
Wolf of Wall Street.
Yeah, nah. You gotta watch that. Inspiration.
You gotta watch Wolf of Wall
Street. Ain't that shit like 2 hours long?
Yeah,
it's a movie. Yeah, say like, oh, everybody be something like different.
Yeah, we lost that nigga like, right there. I said, what
you
say 2 hours, but I can't sit down.
I'm a young nigga though, so I ain't really trying to. You know what I mean,
what you mean? What you I watched mean? That when I was a young nigga.
I'm about to say they came out a couple years ago.
He's in a different shit. Nah, that motherfucker go crazy though.
That shit hard. Bro.
I believe it. That shit like 5-star rated. Ain't it? I believe it. That shit critically acclaimed. Ain't it? I believe it.
That critically acclaimed.
That nigga on some shit in that motherfucker.
Yeah.
I said, what he doing? So that shit like
Jordan Belfort.
I fought with the Will Smith motherfucker. With the boxes, with the computer.
Yeah, Pursuit of Happiness.
Yeah, I fought with that.
They're like number one entrepreneur.
I fought with that.
That was a real struggle.
I would have gave up two goddamn scenes ago.
About them $15.
I'm telling you, you know what I'm saying.
I think I cried when I first watched that one.
Oh yeah, everybody.
Nah,
that motherfucker.
You ain't cry when you first seen that?
I don't think it ain't been no movie. I be fin to, but. I don't think I ever cried.
Like, you get a little teary eyed. Like,
Color Purple crazy.
Not entrepreneur.
I'm talking about.
He's talking about movie. He'll cry.
That shit, I ain't never. You know what I'm saying? What the hell? I'm saying, I ain't never just.
And no movie. I ain't gonna lie.
I was close. I was super close on goddamn.
Hardball.
I ain't even really fuck with that like that. Fruitvale Station.
Oh yeah, that's another one.
I ain't never watched that movie.
You never seen that? Oh yeah, you gotta watch that.
This one with Michael B. Jordan.
Yeah.
I ain't never watched that shit. You
gotta watch that one.
That's hard.
You gotta watch that.
It was a couple movies that got me, man.
Hardball definitely got me.
I cried on watching Rudy. You know what Rudy is? It's a football movie.
I didn't see that one.
He got the nigga, his family really was just on some bullshit. He was a walk-on in Notre Dame. And then he finally made the team, and he finally got to play in the game. And the whole crowd was chanting his name and shit. It's just a real glorious story, man. Glorious story, sure. Man. Rudy finally got his shot.
You cried at radio?
Hell no, nah. Radio was funny as fuck. It's ain't like nobody
old ass movie.
I ain't cry for radio. Hell no. Nah,
I ain't never seen that.
Oh man,
I fought with life. That's hard.
Yeah, I ain't crying with life. That shit ain't so good. Yeah,
it's number that crying tears, laughing tears. Like
that motherfucker too funny.
Life hilarious. Boy,
that shit too funny.
The upper room.
That motherfucker too funny.
Yeah, them folks had were tripping it now. But
nah, for sure.
Yeah. What else I cried on? Like I said, man, it's a couple of movies.
So you say Wolf of Wall Street. What other shit?
Wolf of Wall Street. You seen Pursuit of Happiness. What else? Big?
He said Blue Hill Ave.
I said Blue Hill Ave.
I ain't never seen that.
Sometimes you got to take what you want. You know what I'm saying?
All them type of little street movies like that, you got to watch them barely. Shadows, that type shit. What niggas really came up
with. I mean, it is
entrepreneurial
in that way, but I'm talking
about the niggas were taking over. They made it their own. The niggas in Jamaica going crazy and in America.
You right.
That's entrepreneurial spirit. I'm trying to go over two countries.
Right. You right. You right.
And they came and took over Teddy Bruckshot shit.
You right.
Even though he had goddamn killed everybody in the end. You know,
it was
Biz got away with the $3 million. Down. You know,
that's why you fuck with that. Big got away.
He's not that. Nah, it just the motherfuckers got away. Hard, you know, it's just
a hard movie. Did fuck with Big got away.
Yeah,
it's a hard movie. You know,
that's tough.
Nah, definitely.
It beats what happened in Belly.
Mm-hmm. Just about every other hood movie don't end right. So I mean, pretty much.
Yeah. Niggas be still in the hood.
Mm-hmm, or die.
Yeah, or die. Because, if Ricky would have made it to the NFL,
that would have been
hard. That would have set some shit different.
They said all that boy had to do was run zigzag.
Y'all think he could have got away?
I'm saying, I don't know.
I think he made it easy for him.
It's a shotgun, so that motherfucker, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But.
Like, you made it really easy for them folk, bro.
Shout it, yeah. They're like straight line. Like, nigga ain't even have to aim. Nigga ain't none. Nah.
Yeah, he gotta do better than that. He gotta do better than that.
You say he cut his ear rings.
Like,
I don't know.
Tried to hop the thing. Like, he ain't do nothing. Like, nigga literally went straight.
I don't know, what a nigga do in that situation, though.
Right, facts.
He's already running. He probably was done running. I don't know. You never know. How they wrote that shit. That shit looked bad as hell to me.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. But
RIP to Ricky.
That boy Ricky, man. But so let's get to this. We seen this clip on Instagram. No, this was Twitter. I don't even remember. But goddamn, basically, this girl was in there was having this dinner party and shit, right? But this was actually my podcast. The girl was having a dinner party, and she invited all her friends. You know what I'm saying? They all in that motherfucker.
No.
And her boyfriend, Nick, said, nah, already. No. I ain't even finished. No. And she was mad that her boyfriend didn't pay for her whole dinner party. Like, for all her friends' foods. You know what I'm saying? Everything. They drunk everything. So,
bitch, beat it.
Is that a requirement?
I'm saying, like, who doing that?
It's somebody, is that a requirement?
I'm asking, like, is that who, something like, you have to do?
But, like, you know how they say, like, to make some statistic. Like, what nigga is doing that? Like,
I gave a nigga rich.
It's some nigga.
Think about it. If you got it. Like, if you
let rich, me tell you. Let me tell you what type of nigga doing that. The niggas you see at OATL, Forex niggas, the scammer niggas.
Right.
Yeah, y'all pull up, man. Bring
dope boys.
I got the section. Yo, y'all come have brunch.
I mean, I'm pretty sure niggas doing that in the moment is player, but like. Like, the expectation is crazy.
Yeah. Right.
That's why I be telling folks, like, I understand, baby, somebody may have it's, done that you for
me,
you.
That just ain't my thing.
But
that
you
that
fucking
lame.
Dude.
So, is that because? But, let's keep it 100. Is it because?
Now,
is it because? Is it because?
On that whole, like,
big, I can see, like, wait. I ain't gonna lie, like, a crazy situation, like, okay, like, let's just say me and my, it held dinner, you feel me?
Right.
And be all her close partners or some shit. And maybe one of them ain't got it.
Yeah,
you feel
that different.
Cool, you feel, but I gotta, like, fuck with her enough to.
I got to know her.
I gotta be sure.
You feel me? Like, I got to fuck with her.
If it's just one of your random friends, I don't really know you. Like, oh, she fucked up, babe. Like, can't.
No.
I'm be like,
why she come? Why you even tell her about this shit if you knew she was fucked up?
Y'all
did my first day mean shouting.
I don't even know her.
I ain't gonna crab on the situation because I want to make your. But
no, I ain't gonna lie.
So let me ask y'all that. Wait. Is y'all only saying that because
you don't even know her?
Is y'all only saying that because? Or whatever y'all income is. Like, if y'all would get more money, I feel like y'all might be saying something different.
Even if I was getting money, bro, it's just like, it's the, am I gonna be able to fuck these hoes like I'm fucking you?
So,
like, what the hell am I doing? What am I treating them?
Am I getting out of this?
Now,
if you can't for sure, you gotta fuck yourself.
Now, saying it's something like this, like, hey, goddamn, I'm having a dinner for such and such. Y'all got there, I want y'all to come out. Everything on me.
Oh,
if
see,
I call,
look.
If I get y'all this
you
call,
fuck me, wait,
you that don't got nothing to do with them,
look. You fucked me a little bit because I did that. But I ain't say I got everything. I invited her friend to a dinner. But I ain't say I got everything, though. You just got to come. I ain't paying for everybody.
That's what I'm
saying.
I got
holes
in the section. We not ready.
But that's different, though.
It's not.
I got to make that
call. Y'all can pull up the hill if you pay for it, nothing.
Right.
I got to make that call to let y'all know that's what's going on. Like, yeah. Y'all come out, everything exactly. Already paid for tonight, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
This for sure.
This ain't like.
But if it's just like, oh, babe, I'm having a birthday dinner, yeah. I invited some friends. All right, we going, all
right. Right.
We get there, she like, well, they, they all wet. Shit, I got ice. We bring that towel, I got ice.
Right.
Y'all better figure it out.
So you ain't true with them goddamn pulling the calculator out, dividing it, trying to figure out.
I got.
Nah, man, Jose, she not coming if a nigga not paying for her friend dinner.
Bro,
she
did not. That's cool. You wasn't invited anyway.
I was listening to some podcast. Rory and Mal, but
that's what they cool. Say, not so be say, real life, bro.
That's cool.
You ever seen that shit in real
hell
life?
Hell nah, man. What?
That's what I'm telling you.
Hell nah.
You know, be, you know, folk be different,
I ain't
whole
that
different. You know what
right.
I mean? That shit ain't
nah,
shit
I ain't
not coming
that. If a nigga ain't paying ain't for that shit. That's cool. That's but these niggas out here doing that, so she.
You can't get mad at her for that, right?
I promise you, nigga, not doing that enough. For that to be like,
nah, niggas doing that doing enough. That. I ain't gonna lie, bro.
Nah, niggas doing that.
Niggas doing that.
For
enough.
Her to feel like,
niggas doing
niggas
that,
doing that
for
enough. Sure. I ain't gonna catch niggas, you down.
Let you like you said, niggas have had a section. You already done paid for your section, so now you gotta invite some females. Out.
Right.
I thought that was just part of the game. You feel that? Just go
what,
with
that's
the,
what I'm saying. But it's also niggas who take it a step further. Like shit. We going out to eat tonight. Like, what y'all,
y'all like?
What y'all drinking? Shit. It's some niggas that having money. Hey, we going bowling tonight. Y'all invite
but
some.
But see, that's just. That
ain't already paid for. What
shit.
Y'all, you know what I'm saying?
You're not finna pay for bowling, but you finna pay for it going out.
I don't know.
Right, it is restaurant. A little different. I see what you're saying, right.
It's bowling, okay, cool. Because like,
it's just the vibe.
There's some niggas out here that paying for.
But see,
everything.
I think that's cool. I think that's cool. But like, to expect that shit.
Yeah,
it definitely shouldn't be no expectation.
Yeah. Like if it's just me and my old lady and her friend right there.
That's cool.
Now, why would he pay for you?
If you feel if like I'm supposed to be paying for your friend, but you're not my girl no more. Because at the end of the day, y'all pay for each other. Like,
right.
I got me fucked up.
Ain't no special treatment
if
for
I'm
you.
If I'm paying
you
for
get treated
folk,
just like
bro, what is my benefit? What is I'm finna get out of these friends? Like. I don't want to talk to him.
If you finna make a big deal about me paying for your friend, man, it's a no-go for me. I can't even fuck with you.
Yeah, I feel like that too, though. I'd be like that too.
You tripping. You talking about something. So you not going to pay for my friend?
Really,
no.
Really, I think like, you've been misconfused the whole time. Like, I think you think I'm like a whole nother way.
Again, I don't know if I'm saying to come on. Work. I don't know if I'm saying to come on this side of the income, but I be saying with my chair, yeah, us too. Like... Not worried about that. Us two, yup, we together. Put bruh, that same chick.
I don't
chick,
give a
like,
fuck what side of the income I'm on.
I'm just saying.
Up
but that what a nigga gonna
that,
say though.
That
like,
ain't my responsibility.
Nigga gonna say that
because like,
you ain't got it. That why you saying that.
Now, if somebody, like I said, if somebody asked me, that's different. But like.
Craziest thing is I got it the whole time. I'm just not finna pay for you, baby. Like.
I said the principle, bro. Like, I don't know. I be finna.
Who am I finna fuck
shit.
When I leave the restaurant? Her.
That's why, I paid for the rest of this shit for her. Y'all just here.
Yeah.
Y'all came to hang with her and shit. Y'all think y'all
finna
paying
pay
to hang
for
with her.
I'm finna pay for your friend food for her to go fuck another nigga?
I mean.
Hell no. She might finna come to the room with her.
That's crazy.
You know that
she gonna sit here
happen.
And watch it some.
Cause look, when
she
you say that,
something.
They gonna look at you crazy. That
crazy
expectation is crazy.
She gonna
I don't
do
get
something.
That. If that expectation good, I feel like the expectation got down. I'm finna pay for all these folks. We finna
she
got down.
She gonna be the camera
like,
girl or something.
She finna
like,
do something.
She gotta work for
she
that.
She gotta
meal.
Be in here or something. She finna watch
shit,
that do something.
That whole order lobster tails and lamb chop, her plate was more
she
than yours.
She just crazy. Everybody plate finna be more than what your girl plate is. On God. If you finna pay for all these folks.
Right.
Soon they know that.
But shit, even being my girl, you shouldn't even want me to pay for them whole shit. Like
exactly. Yeah. But that what he that like what
he
treated
the same.
Like, she talking like that. Different. He ain't even really trying to goddamn.
We ain't got nothing else
he ain't
talking
my
about.
Type for real.
I might walk out the restaurant. Y'all hold pay for this shit, man. Pay for this shit. I'm gone. I'm gone. Like y'all just tried me in here. Names on y'all. Y'all better wash them dishes or something. Y'all ain't got it. Y'all ain't got it to pay for your own dish. I know you ain't got it to pay for all three of ours. I'm gone.
Nah, that's crazy.
I don't even think that. I don't know. I ain't never seen no shit like that, so I don't know. Different situation. I ain't never seen no shit like that.
Different folks.
You feel me? I ain't never seen no shit like that.
Bitches be expecting some crazy shit, boy. It's crazy. You had a hoe approach you like that?
Nah, hell nah.
I feel like you would go for some shit like that. Yep. Like on some like on some slick shit. Like I feel like. Cause what he said, he say any woman, you know what I mean? He was like extra shivers, and he been bringing that up on the show a lot. That like
he was extra shivers,
like, that's his lane.
And he keeps saying I'm on this side of the income. So if he were really having his way, like
you feel me?
Nah,
he hit right the right week. I mean, somebody getting treated.
I'm just providing some pushback from the other side. You know what I'm saying?
I'm just trying to put that down. Like you hit right the right week. Just have a random birthday dinner, like 10 hoes.
Nah, I planned the whole dinner for you. I ain't paying for him. Like, hell nah, I'm not paying for him.
Like I'm
shivering. Yeah, I'm shivering. I'm shivering. Like, I'm gonna goddamn open the door. I'm gonna pump the gas. Like, that's different. Like, see, I grew up with a single mom, so that's different. Like, oh, I'm saying,
you put the single mom, we know you paying. Know you paying.
Like, we all do that.
You know you paying.
I'm saying that, but.
Hell, yeah, I ain't paying for damn team, not me. With or without it, not me, bro. Hell nah.
No, you paying.
Hell nah,
you just said it. You just gave it away right there for sure.
It's on you, know, man.
Not me, like.
I grew up single mom, man. She might couldn't even eat tonight, man.
That's not what I said, crazy man. I said, sugar is falling out.
Yeah.
Man, hell nah.
Bro. YP, no. He paying, ain't it? Oh, you don't want to get into it because that's your cousin.
Oh.
Because you be paying, too.
My fault.
He said, because you be paying, too.
You be paying, too. It's a family affair. I see what's going on. Y'all split the tab. It's all right. You ain't got to talk about it.
It's a move they working. They ain't really trying. You know what I mean?
Nah, man. Not me. Hell nah. I ain't even going to put that out there like
cool.
That.
It's cool. It's all
right. Not me for sure. But we going to got them. Get into our air hustling segment of this podcast real quick, my boy. So what we need you to do is just give a one memorable story in your life. It could be about anything, literally. We had a nigga talk about his first, what the hell they talked about last time? Shawty was like, why she don't drink Casamigos no more? She had a whole story for it.
Oh, my God.
Your first fight, that shit was wild.
Crazy.
First fight, you got them. First time,
I don't even
you
like snook
out the house like anything.
Like that, for real.
Any story. You say what?
I don't even like when hoes be drunk like that.
Yeah, being a little too drunk, that's a little goddamn annoying.
I don't get the point of that.
I had to throw up. I couldn't even fuck. This whole trippy. I had to throw up. I couldn't even do what I had to do after that. Right. I was trying to get freaky.
But she said that girl was 6'3" laid out in the bathroom.
She's 6'3" and she fell. Like, who the fuck finna pick Kobe up? Like, what the hell? This old tall as hell. You talking about she's 6'3"? This old drunk
laid out in the bathroom. This is a story Shawty told us on the last podcast.
She talking about one of her friends got drunk as hell. She passed out in the bathroom. The whole 6'3". She was a former volleyball player and shit.
But they didn't eat it, yeah. But she was just getting into the whole story to why she don't drink Casamigos no more and shit.
She sounds, I threw up. I couldn't even get freaky. Yeah, she talking about she drank moonshine.
Right, now. What the fuck?
Who the hell? I said she like old?
Nah, she young.
Yeah, nah. I thought moonshine was some goddamn.
Diamond Cartier.
Dangerous. And they behind that warning label on that motherfucker.
I seen her Twitter.
You drunk moonshine?
Oh yes.
Yeah. Send in
the Twitter, huh?
I ain't no drunk. You drunk that shit?
Hell no, not me. I'm just saying I see the label. Like she be like pure goddamn thing. But we gonna send you her Twitter for sure after this. But yeah, back to it. So give us a story.
She do music.
So you said you said just any story or a crazy story? What?
It don't make crazy any funny story. Anything that not incriminating. You know, saying we don't do that.
No,
for sure. Anything but that.
To my wing,
but you know, saying. So any crazy story?
Nigga Vlad, get on your ass.
Or funny.
Shit, so sixth grade, Crawford Long, goddamn. I mean, I don't know what subject it is. It got to be like science and shit, because you know they used to have like the big black tabletop shit.
Oh, right, yeah, you do the experiments on.
Type shit, so my bed must have been like on the floor. So.
Like your book bag.
Yeah. So, goddamn, I get to looking on the flow and shit. I don't know what made me look on the flow.
Wait, so y'all was doing like work while this?
I don't know what we were doing. We probably were talking shit or whatever. Right. But you feel me? Whatever we were doing, I'm the only nigga looking at the flow at first. And I see a roach. You feel me? But it like by my bed. So I don't know where it came from.
I had roaches at y'all school?
No, no, no. They just, they like,
it like a water bug.
Oh,
no.
Water
no.
Bug.
No. They like.
Oh, regular roach. Like
yeah.
Somebody's house roach.
Yeah.
Like they put in there.
Yeah, like my apartment had roaches.
Oh, it came out your bag. You feel me? Brought the roach to school.
You feel me?
Ooh.
But they like sixth grade. They like when I'm really like you feel you feel. So boom.
Damn. I'm like,
dude, what I'm telling you.
Where the hell you stayed at?
Did I stayed at? No, 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 no. I stayed. On Springdale, like you know what the GNC, you want to try, but what the hell you on?
I'm from the West End.
He gonna stay in Fayette like that just so.
No, nah, I'm just saying. Yeah, where I'm from. I want to make it clear.
Come on, man.
Niggas say rats.
I grew up with rats. Come on, man.
What's that? Go ahead.
Boom. Ken. Then I grew up with rats.
Niggas say nah.
Like he gonna admit to that shit. Like he gonna go with it. Yeah, hell yeah. Big ass rat. Dog. So goddamn, I'm seeing the move. So shit, I'm like. Shit, who bag is? You feel? I'm finna wait till you get to buy somebody else bag. You feel me? But he my buddy bag. Who it get to?
So,
man, what you think I'm finna go? Like they like sixth grade. I'm gen now. You know what I mean? Like,
right.
He folks know me.
To you, yeah.
He folks know me. I ain't
smelling you.
And they cross along. You feel me? You ain't finna. You finna be roach. For, you feel? You finna be over with
roach boy for the rest of your goddamn.
Pretty
damn, high school.
Damn.
So
are you,
you
dirty hell?
So you put it on another nigga.
Yeah, for sure.
So y'all still cool?
I ain't seen Brunson yet, but yeah, I feel like we still cool. Like
argued,
that, yeah.
I would have argued you down so long, bro. Like,
nah, we probably would have hit.
The whole class.
Nah, I ain't gonna lie. Like, I ain't never been like big, but like.
Like the whole class period. Like,
I'd be like, you know what I mean? So,
yeah.
Nah.
Hell nah, that wasn't my role, bro. Yeah,
nigga probably said that, but like.
Hell nah.
Nigga probably said that, but like. Who I was, like, probably that much. Like, I probably
and
had
and when you the
got
first
to fight
nigga,
last week.
And when you were the first nigga.
He probably
saying,
was saying that, but everybody believed me.
You feel you me? The first nigga saying something. Now.
You feel me? I done peed the whole move. I done waited till he got under his shoe. You feel me? Like, damn, but you dirty here. So, of course, you not finna say, yeah, this my road.
So, you really didn't even have to say that. Could have went somewhere else.
No,
that's what I'm saying.
No,
like, once you bring it up from anywhere, like.
No. I know this my bag. What if something else come out this bag? I'm really finna go to the bathroom and see what's going. Like, that's what I'm saying. I'm finna put it on you, smoke up. You feel me? I'm finna. Man, hell no.
Yeah. We wouldn't.
So you were just so desperate not to have the attention on you.
I was not finna go out bad like that. Even though I went out bad like that, but I wasn't finna go out bad like that.
Yeah, I probably would have never even fucked you again because it was just like, now you trying me, bro. Like, I know for sure that shit ain't come out my bad, bro. You
but now, they like, bro, I ain't gonna lie, like, my whole apartment, this ain't like no one house situation.
Oh,
like,
but have he
my
been to your
whole
house?
Nigga,
he been
my
to your
whole
house
apartment was down there at the school. But we have, in the same class, they my buddy. Like,
oh, so he done
home
been to your
stay up there. Man, my building right here, home building right here. This can be all our roads. What I'm telling you. It's nothing. I seen that motherfucker
first. The same road that been through every nigga house.
It's not even like it's not even like no house. It like
in the man,
like main man type. Yeah. Like nigga ain't none type shit. Like
right.
they how we end up getting the Section 8 motherfucker.
Right.
They just wasn't none. Like
we would have just goddamn had to get personal then because I would have had to tell them.
I mean, nigga was on that, but like you know how shit go. This your partner, like I might say some shit. You feel me? Like I said, it could have been. I just knew how to maneuver the situation.
Yeah, but
so that shit just ended up being laughs more so than a nigga being roach. But I feel like if I would have got caught, that motherfucker would have been roach. It went the best route
for you.
Damn, that's crazy. I see what you do.
Oh God.
Yeah,
crazy.
Work my one. Got to.
I would have been in class mad at hell.
But you know you were mad the
but
rest
it
of
was
the week.
So crazy though, bro. Cause like
he was accepting of it.
It bro, it wasn't. It ain't even like the shit was
he was
wrong
just like
with
shit,
it.
Bro. Like damn,
like,
bro.
Nigga in that class wasn't even tripping like that. Nigga was just laughing, bro.
Oh, all of y'all haven't wrote you like that.
But you brought it to school like a pet. Like, that's the difference. That's how they probably got on, buddy.
Like, they really laughing like, boy, they crazy. I had the wrong leg.
They weren't laughing like that. Hell nah.
That's how they were laughing. So many niggas. Like,
hell nah.
They all just started, bro.
It was so many. Like,
I see what you're saying.
Middle school, it always like 4 or 5 of us in the class. Like, my buddies, that's like, nigga, crazy. I'm playing with outside every day. We in, you feel me? This ain't no Claire room.
They just like, yeah, bro.
This ain't no damn Claire room.
That shit
room.
Happen every day, bitch.
Right.
Oh, I be bringing
but it just was crazy as shit. Like, you feel me? Like, nigga,
I thought it more so they were laughing, Jones.
Nigga, like when I put it on, when I put it on, bro, put it on the school. You feel me? Like, right. It just was. That what we going? It roaches at Crawford Long and shit. Like, nigga, what? This ain't my bag. This probably came out the class. You feel me? But I'm knowing
it came out your bag.
I just seen it.
Well, maybe because I was.
Maybe it didn't crawl. All I know is I seen that motherfucker crawl over the bottom hell and then go on the floor. I'm like, okay.
That shit would have never happened in my middle school.
That cool.
I went to Emmy. Ain't no way in the hell a nigga finna walk in here with a roach coming out of their bag. This shit too clean up here. You gonna know exactly where that was from.
I shit went like that.
Yeah, I know. Long. Yeah, I know.
She went like that.
Hell
that man. Motherfucker down.
What she went like that?
This on your side of town, ain't it?
Man, look, bro. We ain't had, bro. We might have, honestly. I can't even remember.
Y'all got rats for sure. West End got rats for sure.
Where y'all the fuck y'all niggas getting this rat shit from?
They do.
Nigga, everybody got West the West End train station. You never been 5 points?
West Side dirty as hell.
Somebody, you ain't never been a 5 point.
Right. That shit dirty. That shit ain't the West End train station.
West Side dirty as hell.
Ain't like clean the hell over there now.
West Side niggas hate me.
Over there by 5 point.
West Side dirty. It's clean?
West Side the dirtiest. Oh, that's crazy. And it stink over there. And it stink. It smell like ass in the air. Every time I ride over there.
You
don't
let them do the West End like that? Like, in front of you. Nah, I thought he said the West End.
West End included, right there by the mall.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. He talking about right there by the mall.
I'm not paying attention to the man. I'm used to that.
Right there by the mall.
You used to niggas saying the West End dirty.
Nah, I'm used to him talking
shit. Yeah, he used to the West End being dirty. For sure. For sure.
They see, and Key just said earlier, like, what she said about East Side girls. They what straight. The fuck you say?
How you feel? Oh, y'all snob.
And then West Side what's girls.
They ratchet. They still wear black F-O.
That's real Atlanta hoes, huh?
And they still got.
So Glenwood ain't real Atlanta hoes. I thought Glenwood, like.
Yeah. When you say East Side, what you mean?
East Atlanta. Like,
where you from? Okay.
Oh, well, and y'all,
not Atlanta. Not Atlanta.
Yeah. You in a different. I see.
She said they stuck up.
They stuck up.
She might have forgot. Edgewood, Kirkwood.
Right, that's what I'm saying.
Shit, the whole County Road, them bitches is not stuck up
at all.
Them bitches hell is nah. Just like ratchet as the West Side.
I think East Side hoes just look a little more better than West Side.
hold on. Whoa.
I just ran into more. Better looking East Side hoe than West Side hoe. I ain't.
That's cap.
That's cap. I go for that, but like.
That's stuck cap. Up.
I can say that.
You
except
can
for,
say East Side.
Except for like.
Hey, we just that's cap though. When you West Side hoe definitely thicker.
It just depends gonna say that on how you break it sure. Down.
Like, not just like fat.
Bitches that went to Maze, like women, girls that went to Maze fat. And shit. Maze had some little bad shit up in there.
That's what I'm
but
saying.
But like Washington had some. What?
They was the type of bad. Like,
but these hoes really from the Bluff and Simpson.
I mean, but they were bad. Like,
they really.
They were bad, big. I'm telling you.
They were
they
thick.
Bad. They, the West Side. He said they were some thick. Bad women. Like, thick. Tell me, thick for sure. Thick for sure.
See, I went to Grady.
That's different. Like when soon as I started seeing Grady in North Atlanta, I started knowing like that other shit went really
shit different.
That shit went really.
And we playing hoes like Pius and shit. They at the games. You seeing them? You like damn.
What the hell is that?
Bro.
You like then you, bro, you start Adam seeing
you for Alaska
you start
Hawaiian
going to games
real.
At Wolf Academy and shit. You like, damn, this shit different. Like,
you for having green eyes for real. I ain't never seen no shit like that before I started going over there.
Yeah, see, you went to the getaway schools in Atlanta, Washington, Carver.
Nah, they ain't the getaway. Darryl.
They there.
You got Darryl.
APS.
They're APS, ain't
they? I don't know what they're.
I ain't gonna lie.
They borderline. They probably full
Tacoma. They right behind goddamn the gas station and shit on Campbellton.
Fuck them.
Yeah. They're all goddamn.
They were sorry as hell.
Said, my mama went to Thera, bro. You can't do that, bro.
They were sorry as hell.
Can't do that, bro.
Nah, that's crazy.
You got nothing to do with that.
Y'all funny as hell, man. But
you know how this shit went? Go. I went to Grady.
Oh, yeah, you did just say that. Yeah, y'all was great.
It's some bullshit, for sure. You know?
Nah, man. But before we get up out of here, just, you're saying, what the hell you got coming up next and shit?
I finna drop the Zantalk Deluxe. I got a, what the shit is?
When?
Probably April 2nd.
Oh, you coming back that quick? Oh, hold on. That Kyle, shit you Kyle sent me gonna cut. Be on it.
What I sent you?
Shit, I don't know the name of it.
How it go?
Damn, I can't even got there repeated.
Nigga be capping.
Nah, for real. Bruh, the shit. That was like, damn, why didn't one they make the tape? You were like, shit.
That shit probably going on too.
Oh, okay.
Cause I'm gonna drop another one. But I got a lot of shit.
Motherfuckers ain't got names on them.
I got a lot of music, bro.
Right. Like, more videos
much,
on the way.
Too much music at this point. So IBJ, you know what I mean? Yeah.
More videos on the way.
Hey, yeah.
Staying consistent and shit.
For sure.
No, for sure. But let them know where they can find, you know what I'm saying, your social and then the YouTube, all the other shit.
I'm on Instagram, OneZanotti, XANOTTI. Twitter, same shit. YouTube, Zanotti. Shit. I don't be on shit else for real.
Apple Music.
I thought we said all that. Shit. All my shit everywhere. All platform. Apple Music.
Everything.
Spotify. You feel me? Shout out guys. Shout out my folks in the back over there. You know what I mean? Shout out Ear Hustling and shit. Oh, we doing? Shout out right now. What we doing?
And do you popping? Sure. You popping it?
That's all I got to say. You know what I mean? The Wizard.
For sure. Ear Hustling 404. We out. For the rest.